Imagine a world where ancient wisdom and cutting-edge technology aren't opposing forces, but powerful allies. This is the reality explored in Indigenous Cultures in an Interconnected World, which challenges the notion that globalization simply steamrolls traditional cultures. Instead, we discover how Indigenous peoples actively harness modern technologies to strengthen their communities and assert their rights. The paradox is striking. The same global forces that threaten cultural erasure simultaneously create unprecedented opportunities for empowerment and preservation. What makes this perspective so refreshing is its rejection of the vanishing Indian narrative that has dominated Western thinking for centuries. Indigenous peoples aren't passive victims awaiting rescue. They're innovative cultural strategists navigating complex modern landscapes while maintaining their distinct identities. Globalization presents Indigenous communities with a paradox. Mass media intensifies colonial pressures while creating unprecedented opportunities for cultural empowerment. Indigenous peoples adapt traditional communication networks to new technologies, using digital archives to preserve elder knowledge, virtual spaces for ceremonies, and online platforms to teach endangered languages. When Indigenous peoples control their representation, their knowledge systems, fluid, contextual, and multivalent, create both challenges and opportunities for cross-cultural dialogue. The internet has transformed Indigenous political action, enabling direct communication between communities worldwide. Many Indigenous groups now maintain stronger connections with other Indigenous peoples globally than with non-Indigenous neighbors locally. As Gatjil Jurkura noted, while Indigenous peoples must fight harder to secure cultural survival, they are also harnessing new technologies to strengthen their communities. Indigenous media creators have transformed traditional forms into worldly interventions that strengthen their communities while asserting Indigenous perspectives globally, creating alternatives to corporate globalization. This revolution emerged from converging factors: accessible technologies, rising Indigenous activism, and evolving state-Indigenous relationships. Cultural activists like Loretta Todd and Sandy Osawa established media collectives for Indigenous storytelling outside mainstream channels. Chief Dan George's 1967 "I Have Nothing to Celebrate" statement at Vancouver's Centennial catalyzed storytelling efforts across North America. Media missionaries introduced video technology to Native communities, spawning organizations like Brazil's Video in the Villages and Canada's Aboriginal Peoples Television Network. Despite political resistance, Indigenous media has developed robust infrastructure, from national film commissions to local production centers, creating pathways for self-representation. During the Oka crisis, one filmmaker noted, "The best gun to have was the camera," recognizing documentation as powerful resistance. Through digital media, Indigenous creators have established connections that transcend geographical boundaries while remaining grounded in specific cultural traditions. This balance of cultural specificity with global engagement represents one of Indigenous media's most innovative aspects today. Traditional hunter-gatherer communities created the original connected world through gift exchange, language, and symbolic communication. Unlike territorial chimpanzees, human clans identified themselves through artistic motifs while sharing dialects across broader communities. Ancestral journeys in legends and paintings expressed both local identity and regional relationships, with Aboriginal art functioning as a visual language connecting people to land, ancestors, and each other. Colonial contact transformed these traditions. By the mid-1970s, Aboriginal paintings entered the fine art market, with artists like Nariton Maimaru strategically selecting which legendary themes to commercialize. The traditional design grammar allowed diverse compositions while maintaining cultural integrity. Yolngu artists viewed their paintings as assertions of land rights, attaching their petition against bauxite mining to bark paintings featuring designs of the threatened clans. As Nariton explained about his Canberra expedition, All these paintings got meanings to teach the Europeans in Canberra so they can understand the way we are traveling and the way we are living.
Pre-contact Indigenous groups maintained extensive trade networks using sophisticated communication systems like plain sign language and Chinook jargon. These smoke signals preserved distinct identities while fostering pan-tribal connections, functions now mirrored by digital technologies. Europeans imposed a single category on diverse populations with nearly 300 distinct languages. Modern technologies serve dual purposes, reinforcing specific tribal identities while promoting broader pan-Indian ethnicity. Early digital bulletin boards like NativeNet, 1989, enabled rapid communication about Indigenous issues before evolving into specialized forums. These platforms created spaces for Indians and non-Indians to interact as equals. A persistent concern involved protecting Indigenous identity from wannabes appropriating Native cultural practices, as seen with Blue Snakes Lodge on America Online, where a non-Indian posed as an Eastern Shawnee chief. CD-ROMs have been crucial for cultural preservation, storing historical documents and creating multimedia dictionaries and interactive storytelling platforms. The web's appeal comes from its accessibility, multimedia capabilities, and updatability. Many sites support language preservation, like the Dakota Language homepage. For Indigenous peoples, technology maintains cultural boundaries while creating new possibilities for expression in a digital territory where sovereignty can be asserted.
The Western world historically depicted others in controlled museum spaces or as exotic subjects abroad. Today, electronic cultural space enables interactive dialogue. For colonized peoples, navigating between worlds isn't new. Indigenous cultures have negotiated dual realities for centuries. In Tasmania, Aboriginal people strategically adapted new elements like dogs, guns, and glass within a decade of colonization, not as passive recipients, but as active adopters using these resources for survival. Robinson's journals document this adaptation, from training English cats to hunt opossums to maintaining firearms for protection. Conquest began with naming. Robinson replaced traditional names with Western ones like Alpha and Queen Elizabeth, while colonists renamed the landscape with English county names, imposing their history on land they refused to recognize as having its own. Museums' distorted representation through exhibits like the Tasmanian Museum's diorama portraying Aboriginals as a Western nuclear family, erasing the reality of people fleeing violence. Colonial artists depicted Tasmanians as feeble forest nymphs dancing into inevitable decline, mythologizing their supposed disappearance. Today's global electronic space offers potential for Indigenous voices, but remains complex. Indigenous artists are recontextualizing history by retelling documented events from an invisible Aboriginal perspective, introducing unexpected versions of historical events.
Indigenous cultures act as strategic agents in our interconnected world, leveraging new technologies while facing unprecedented challenges. From Aboriginal artists to Innu land defenders, Indigenous peoples demonstrate resilience by balancing traditional knowledge with contemporary contexts. They reject notions of authenticity that would freeze their cultures in time, instead embracing dynamic adaptation while maintaining core values and identities. Digital technologies serve as powerful tools for cultural preservation and revitalization. Language documentation, online communities, and multimedia storytelling enable transmission of traditional knowledge to younger generations while asserting Indigenous perspectives globally, complementing rather than replacing traditional knowledge systems. Indigenous peoples are forming transnational networks that transcend colonial boundaries, facilitating knowledge sharing, political solidarity, and collaborative approaches to challenges like climate change and resource extraction. The future will emerge through ongoing negotiation between tradition and innovation, local identity, and global citizenship. Indigenous peoples' adaptability positions them to thrive, offering vital wisdom for humanity's challenges by maintaining deep connections to place while embracing thoughtful innovation.